Hello, 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 and hello. And for the avoidance of doubt, hiya. It's Thursday evening again. Hooray, and I can't pronounce my words. Huzzah! Right, hi. So I'm going to play a song whilst I improve my diction. Diction. Yeah, try not to make that sound so phallic. Yeah, song and then stuff. Yes, the boffins are oiled for a change. We thought, let's see if we like engine oil. And maybe it'll stop them moaning. But first the music, so let's do that. And that was John Hopkins with Open Eye Signal. And I bet you weren't expecting that. Oh no. I usually start with metal and then things calm down sometimes. Right. Without further ado, because I typically have the ado and then further it some more. So instead, I'm doing it again. All right. Let's spin the wheel and see what this week's subject is. Hold on a second. Hate speech. Yes, believe it or not, this week the boffins are tackling hate speech. And we'll see how that goes. Who are the boffins? Stuart Pink, who runs the radio station. I would say runs the radio, but that sounds a bit too grandiose. He has nagged me to sort of set the scene each week because it's possible that I'll have a new listener and you might go, what? So, every week I get the boffins. Who are the boffins? All right. I hire something like the A-Team van. I don't use my own, for legal reasons, and then drive around, finding people who look like they might be able to solve issues, that plague mankind. Well, person kind, yes, let me not engage in hate speech. So they get bundled into a van and then they get accommodated in our luxury basement for a little while. And then we give them cards and a bit of crayon. And the week's subject topic to solve. So this week is hate speech. And then off they go, scribbling away, fervently, furiously, scribble, scribble. And then it's my job to read their, solutions to things and then help them decide whether to stay for a bit longer or to go back to the mundane, humdrum life that they came from. So yeah, I aid them in that decision. And then they stay or they go, and repeat for a while until I've either run out of boffins or run out of time. And then there's some AI poetry, which, I have a listener in Holland, who is a family member. So I don't know if that's cheating, and they are convinced that the AI poetry is poems that I write myself, and then because I have no belief in my own abilities, I pass it off as AI poetry, because of, yeah, those reasons. But yeah, they're convinced that I write the poems, but I assure you I don't. AI, artificial intelligence, write the poems, and I just read them out. Much like the answers on the cards, the boffins write them and I just read them out. Yeah. So that's how that goes. And the ado is furthening again. I can feel it furthening further, even further. So, DJ Deck, our resident pack of playing cards who decides which song styles or severity are played next, is saying that we need to do a Jack of Clubs. And I've got a little card, which I refer to, with some vague guidance kind of thing on what song or what style of song or what artist, to play next, which sometimes I even take notice of. And that helps mix things up a bit sometimes, or maybe not. So now you know as much as I do. And I hope that this ramble, which is now drawing to a close, was in some way instructive or possibly even helpful. Yeah, right, music and then more words. And that's kind of a format. Some music, some words, some music, some words, more words, music, and then enough of that, off you go. Yeah, so expectations set, and hopefully, as we go on, met. We shall see.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote "You're gorgeous" on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. You said my clothes were sexy, you tore away my shirt, you rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurt. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous,
are tricky because I'm never quite sure when to come back in, so this time I chose then. So that was Baby Bird with "You're Gorgeous", and I'm pretty sure he, she, they were, didn't look at the video. Yeah, I thought about it a bit during the song, and today's subject, a la Sesame Street, is brought to you by Daniel San, the letter F, and the number 6. Yeah, right, first boffin is, oh no, Archipus, great. Whoever's, somehow the boffins are talking to each other and they are giving us made up names, I'm sure of it. That doesn't feel like a name that someone gave them within the last 100 years. Anyway, Archippus suggests that we implement the orb of public disappointment. So what do they say about that? It's a gigantic floating orb that hovers over every city. Whenever someone engages in hate speech, the orb slowly rotates towards them and emits a disappointed sigh audible for several miles. Not anger, not punishment, just profound disappointment, the kind usually reserved for parents discovering a child has attempted to microwave a fork. Yes. And I think, just by extension, that when someone engages in written hate speech, it doesn't have to just be verbal. Hate speech in any of its myriad forms, the orb is there to make disappointed sighs. So let's have a think. How does that look when it's implemented? So, of course, engineers are going to build the prototype. The sigh is going to be so emotionally devastating that grown adults will immediately apologize to furniture. And that's just the prototype, just the beta version. Early trials are going to show remarkable results because nobody enjoys being judged by a celestial sphere. No. So that's a good start. Ooh, you can almost see the sort of doorway to your freedom, Archippus. So, all right, let's have a think how that looks down the line a bit. The orb, I think, is going to become a religious figure. So people are going to organise their lives around its moods. Philosophers are going to debate whether the orb truly understands disappointment or merely simulates it. The orb is eventually it's going to have a sigh so frequent that citizens are going to stop noticing. Yeah, it's just going to become background noise. And then after a while, not even that. Children use it as background noise for homework. There you go. Hate speech is going to continue. Ooh, it's not looking good, Archippus. The orb grows increasingly weary. Yeah, weary sighs over time. And then I think humanity, having ignored every lesson in its history, remains exactly as humanity has always been. The orb continues to sigh. Archippus, I have good news and bad news. Let's start with the good news. The good news is that you're not going to need to pay rent for at least another week. So well done there. Think of a savings. The bad news is that's because you're going to be staying with us for a bit longer. I don't think you've solved hate speech. You've created a distraction, which eventually gets absorbed and negated. So hate speech continues, and the orbs, though marvels of technology and apathy, no. Sorry, no. So time to go back to your beautiful cell, and maybe next week you can have another go. Maybe we'll see. Right, DJ Deck is saying a five of spades, so let's see what that turns up. fade outs are killing me this evening. Right, that was Wolf Alice with Bros. Probably not Bros, though I do remember them fondly. Bros, yes, plural of bro. I've done some of my own research, which of course means that I watched the YouTube video quite quickly whilst the last song was playing. And here we go. Studies show that between 0% and 100% of hate speech is produced by self-described alpha males, depending entirely on how aggressively one defines alpha male and whether the study was conducted on LinkedIn or not. Now, I have thoughts on this. Calling yourself an alpha male is a bit like calling your software an alpha build. It means you're incomplete, unstable, prone to crashes, and should not be exposed to the general public without supervision. And there's various stages of software development, and I suspect wolves. So alpha, barely functional, full of bugs, likely to catch fire if you look at it incorrectly. A beta wolf mostly works, but mostly does strange things at inconvenient moments. And then a release candidate wolf. Yeah, this is getting less apt as we go along. Hopefully safe for human interaction. And then a production release can be trusted near women. We hope. I'm going to stop there. I've dug enough and I found the bottom of the barrel and starting to dig through that. So stop there. Ryan, hooray! Ryan didn't read the memo. Wherever the heck the memo is, Ryan with a normal sounding name. Well done. Ryan suggests that we employ the emotional support goose program. Yes. Okay. So Ryan says that every citizen receives a government goose. Whenever hate speech is detected, the goose intervenes. Nobody explains how. Officials simply insist that the goose will handle the situation. A bit like see it, say it, sorted, but with a goose, rather than the travel police. Okay, initial implementation. Millions of geese are going to be distributed nationwide. Experts are going to immediately point out several logistical concerns. This is after they've been rolled out, so too late. These concerns are going to be ignored. But within weeks, I think geese are going to be entering offices, occupying trains, stealing sandwiches and challenging police authority. Yikes. So down the line, after we've had geese sorting out hate speech for a little while, I think the geese are going to become the dominant political force. Parliament is going to contain a dedicated waterfowl chamber. Citizens are going to seek permits from geese. Government reports are going to look like something like hate speech has not significantly declined, but public discourse is now approximating 53% honk. And nobody is going to be entirely certain whether humanity is still in charge or not. Geese can be violent, so yeah, but right. Violent geese wiping out hate speech for Ryan's freedom. Let's think. Hate speech, has it been solved? I think you're not going to get used to being attacked by geese for being hateful, either on the internet or through the vibrations that come out of your cake hole. So I think, Ryan, you've solved it. Hate speech is solved. The belligerent nature of geese is going to wipe out hate speech. And I think over hundreds of years, mankind, personkind, womankind is going to evolve to just not be hateful in the first place because of the ever lurking threat of the geese. Solved. Ryan, freedom awaits. The gate is unlocked. And you can see the sunlight. That sunlight is yours. Go and claim it. If you want some clothes or a mobile phone or... Oh, no, he's gone. Nobody seems to want anything. The mound grows. We've got all this stuff from boffins who either got out or didn't, but no one seems to want it. I'll have to give that some thought. Right, DJ Deck is saying a Queen of Hearts. So I've got a vague notion of what that is. Back once the song has played. Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, fade outs. They're killing me. Okay, that was Queen with One Vision. And I'm not sure what they're saying at the beginning or the end of that song. It sounds something like, "Welcome to the city stage, you stupid mage." It can't be that. I don't know what it is. Feel free to message the City Radio website, South End City Radio, and give some suggestions. But they have to be wrong and sort of amusingly wrong. In fact, if you can go for hilariously wrong, that'd be great. But yeah, I don't think it's "Welcome to the City Stage, you stupid mage." So over to you. Next up is Haimo, H-A-I-M-O. Is that a contemporary sounding name? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it sounds like a football player. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, though if this keeps happening, I'm going to be doubting the benefit. Boom tish. Right. Haimo suggests that we implement a mandatory compliment tax. So on his little card, he says, "Every hateful statement must legally be followed by 3 sincere compliments. The hope is that positivity will overwhelm negativity. A kind of emotional dilution strategy, like adding enough water to poison that it becomes soup." Yeah, homeopathy of hate. Yeah, clever. So let's see what that looks like initially. Right, the legislation is going to be surprisingly straightforward. If somebody says, "You're terrible," they must immediately add, "Your haircut demonstrates commitment." Ooh, damned by faint praise. Your handwriting shows effort. You possess adequate spatial awareness. So 3 compliments for a given value of compliment. I mean, they aren't negative. So yeah, okay, good. And then if you don't do that, then you get a fine. Simple. Government inspectors are going to roam the streets carrying clipboards and measuring sincerity and writing stuff down and tutting maybe sometimes, and then fines. And we're good at fines. The fines for like parking and traffic stuff, that goes to pay for fixing the roads and fixing the potholes. Oh. I'm not sure where the money goes, but I'm sure it's for safety. So, hooray for fines. They're doing good things. One hopes. Okay, down the line. Yeah, getting distracted again. People are going to become masters of weaponized compliments. Statements are going to evolve into, "You're the most confidently incorrect person I've ever met." Or, "Your ability to misunderstand simple instructions is truly inspirational." Or even, "The consistency of your poor decisions demonstrates remarkable discipline." Yes. Very much damned by faint praise to an almost clinical weaponized degree. Hooray. So entire universities are going to emerge dedicated to advanced passive-aggressive studies. Unfortunately, nobody is happier because, well, I suppose everyone is being complimented, so that's good. But happiness isn't the outcome we're looking for. So, Haimo, have you solved hate speech? I think you have, because your proposed sort of solution will dilute hate speech. So hate speech to such an extent that it'll be drowned out in a sea of passive-aggressive, weak compliments. And yes, some people may find ways of being slightly insulting using the form of the compliment, but the government inspectors with the clipboards who are measuring sincerity will sort of help police that and keep it all honest and decent and true. Hooray. Am I seeing a flaw with that? No, people are not going to be happy, but I think on the whole, people are only happy when they're unhappy. So be like moaning about the weather. Haimo, you've done it. You have solved hate speech. What a guy. So out you go. Out he's gone. Right. That was quick. He's fast, that one. Maybe he was named after a footballer. That was an impressive turn of speed. Right, what are we doing? We're doing a five of spades. So something similar-ish to One Vision by Queen. I will put my head together. That doesn't work very well if you're just doing it yourself. I will tap my head against a mirror gently and come up with something. And then return with more boffins. So 2-3, one remains incarcerated. Conditions are looking good for the remainder of the boffins. Yes, I think we've got time for maybe one more. Depends on... Yeah, I think one more boffin, and then the remaining boffin, or boffins, not committing to that, can think about what they've done for a bit longer. Hooray! So everyone wins. Back after this. fading crowds. Ah. All right, I'm just going to stop moaning about fade-ins and fade-outs. Mostly fade-outs, yes. Right, that was Van Halen from with the song Jump live in 2015. So 11 years ago. And back then, they still looked quite spry and active. So good for them. Our last... always sounds a bit more, I don't know, final than maybe I intend. But yeah, our latest boffin is, maybe some of the cells have got the memo in, I don't know what form it's in. Maybe they're writing it and using the moonlight or lemon juice. I don't know where they get lemon juice. What have they got that's mildly acidic? I don't even want to think about that. Anyway, Waldeberg sounds like some kind of German gunner. Yes, Waldeberg has got, a homage to the fromage. The giant wheel of consequences, not calamity, consequences. I see what you did there. You're currying favour. Okay, good start. So what is that? Whenever someone posts hate speech online, they must spin an enormous carnival wheel. Nobody knows what punishment they'll receive. Possibilities include wearing a duck costume for a month, reading tax legislation aloud, being followed by a tuba player, and having their furniture rearranged every night. Okay, some options there. Wheel of consequences. The furniture rearrangement, that's a little terrifying if you ever saw the film Poltergeist, which is not as fun as it sounds. All right, let's have a little think about where that goes. So initially, the public are going to love it. Big wheel of consequences. Hooray. Television networks are going to broadcast wheel spins. People are going to gather in pubs to watch. Yeah, great television. Politicians are going to insist that randomness promotes fairness, but it absolutely does not. One person is going to receive a mildly embarrassing hat. Another must communicate exclusively through pirate impression for 6 months. After a while, though, this is the maker or the breaker, Waldeberg. The wheel becomes more popular than football. Oh, looking good. People intentionally post offensive comments purely to get a chance to spin. The original hate speech issue has evolved into a national gambling addiction. Economists call it unexpected. Everyone else calls it Tuesday. Right. Has hate speech been solved by our boffin Waldeberg? Yes. It's turned into a game show and trivialized. Televised and trivialized. A bit like racial slurs being accepted by the people who were being racially slurred, not going any further than that. The public are going to absorb it, and television is going to turn it into a game, and people are going to bet money on it, maybe, but not in America, unless they get around it using clever schemes. Yeah, it's solved. Waldeberg, and another, our final free boffin. Free the boffins! That's a t-shirt campaign worth making. Waldeberg, before you go, there's a map. Wow. Okay, well, I wish you luck, Waldeberg, in your future endeavours. Well done for solving this week's quandary. Okay, so a jack of spades, and then some AI poetry, and then you, dear listener, or listeners, hard to say, I really should fix that, you are as free as some of the boffins are after that. So, yes, back soon after whatever's next.
Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
A lot going on there. That was The Beatles with All You Need Is Love. Right, it's that time again. So hold on. Let's see if my playing style is still up to this. Hold on. Okay. Right, it's time for AI poetry. While I put the xylophone down somewhere. Yes. So let's fire that up. Our first of our four poems is The Wheel at the Centre of Town. In the centre of town stood a wheel, painted in colours excessively cheerful for its purpose. Those who hurled insults, slurs or spite were summoned to spin. Round and round it turned, clicking past public karaoke, compulsory mime performance and the dreaded month of wearing a lobster costume. The crowds would gather, children on shoulder, pensioner with flasks, waiting to see what justice looks like when designed by a game show producer. One man received a silly hat, another a tuba accompanist. The third was condemned to explain cryptocurrency to strangers. The hate remained, the wheel remained. The nation slowly forgot which problem the wheel had been built to solve. Yet, every evening, beneath the floodlights, it spun, and somehow, against all reason, tickets sold out. Next poem. Three kind words required. By law, each cruel remark required three compliments in return. The accountants approved immediately. The poets were less enthusiastic. "You are intolerable," said one citizen. They sighed. "Your shoes demonstrate commitment. Your posture is statistically impressive. Your ability to remain conscious is admirable. Ledgers filled with praise, forms overflowed with kindness. Every insult dragged behind it a trainload of reluctant approval. Soon the people became experts in compliments sharpened to a razor edge. Your confidence is extraordinary, considering your circumstances. Your persistence in being wrong shows admirable dedication. The government declared success. The population disagreed politely in accordance with the regulations." Next, on the matter of geese. "Every citizen received a goose. No explanation was offered. No training was provided. A goose simply arrived one morning with an expression suggesting it had already formed several opinions. Whenever hatred surfaced, the goose would intervene. Sometimes by honking, sometimes by staring, sometimes by stealing a sandwich from the offender with breathtaking precision. Experts demanded evidence. The geese ignored them. Years passed. Offices gained geese. Schools gained geese. Parliament gained geese. Arguments became difficult when a waterfowl was quietly judging everyone involved. Eventually, the nation reached a strange peace, not because hearts had changed, but because nobody wished to disappoint a goose." Next up, a sigh above the city. Above the city floated an orb, silent, vast, ancient, or perhaps assembled 3 Tuesdays ago by the lowest bidder. Nobody knew. Wherever hate was spoken, the orb would slowly turn, not with anger, not with fury, with disappointment. A long, weary sigh would roll across rooftops and gardens, across traffic jams and football grounds. The sort of sigh normally heard when somebody attempts to fix a printer using a hammer. At first, people apologised. Then they reflected. Then they apologised again. Years later, the orb still floated there, watching, sighing, bearing witness to humanity's endless ability to repeat old mistakes with exciting new technology. The stars burned above, the orb sighed below, and somewhere in the darkness, a goose stole another sandwich. And that is the end of the AI poetry section. Hooray! All we've got left to do is... Oh, DJ Deck's fallen asleep. Poor DJ Deck. Sometimes it's a bit much for him. Or her, or them. Yes, DJ Deck is asleep. So I can choose whatever song I want. It could be anything. So, I will, in a minute, play anything. All that's left is to wish you a fond farewell and a lovely rest of the evening. And... try not to be hateful, and that would be nice. Until next time. Bye.
you.